The following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One, who is to be born, will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her, who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Now Mary arose in those days and went to the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leapt in my womb for joy. Blessed is he who believed, for they will be fulfilled of those things which were told for her." Look at three or four people beside you and say, "Tis the season. Tis the season. Tis the season. Tis the season. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la." Last week, we kicked off a new series entitled Tis the Season, and we talked about how this season is a season to thrive. We didn't want to go through the holiday season, as my wife was talking about, rushed. We wanted to recognize that Jesus wanted to do something in this season, and we broke down this text, and we said that this is a season where God wants you to know that you are favored, that God has given you favor, because he says, "You are highly favored, Mary." And we said that the word favored there means to be honored with blessing. And we said that God wants to give you favor in this season. He places on you the favor of his own self on you in this season. The other thing that God wanted to do in this Christmas season was to remove fear and worry from your life. Because Mary looks at him and says, "Wait a second, whoa, you're freaking me out." And the angel looks and says, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because the baby that you're going to carry is from the Lord." So God wants to remove fear and worry from your life. The other thing that was found in the text that we read earlier that I'm just catching you up from last week was that he said you're favored, and then he said, "I'm going to remove fear and worry," but then he said you have found favor. Favored was different than when she had found favor. The word found means to stumble upon or to find that which you were searching for. And then favor means grace that brings loveliness and pureness and blessing of God. So one moment God says, "I have favored you." The other moment he says, "You have found favor. You have stumbled upon favor." And so in this Christmas season, God wants you to know that you have found favor and you have been favored. And so we ended by saying, you and I are carrying destiny because she's carrying this baby that came from God. And you and I are carrying purpose and destiny that can only come from God. You and I just have to say, "Be it unto me according to what you just told me." And the final thing that we said as we left was, "Tis the season for you and I to believe." Look at somebody and say, "Believe." Believe. So let's continue on in this story as we wrap up Tis the Season and we head into Christmas weekend next week. There's just a couple of more things that I wanted to tell you as we go on. So the Bible says that Mary, I prefaced the story last week, Mary meets this guy named Joe. They've been dating for a while. They are in love. Out of nowhere, Joe proposes. She's shocked. Oh my goodness, you know how it is when you see, like, you know, a dating story, when finally dude proposes after months and years. She's like, "Oh my gosh, I didn't know." She finally says, "Yes, Joe, I will marry you." She's dreaming about the wedding. She's making all sorts of plans. Heaven opens up one night while she's sleeping. She is surprised. She is shocked. "Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I don't even know him like that yet. We haven't even gotten married yet. He says, don't be afraid. You're highly favored. You found favor. I'm going to remove fear. She says, so be it unto me according to all that you've just said. But the Bible goes on to say that she doesn't just stop there. She takes what she received from God, and she immediately runs and finds her cousin Elizabeth. And the story says that when she finds her cousin Elizabeth, that inside of Elizabeth, her baby jumps. I want to tell you that 'tis the season for your family to experience change as well. God wants to change your whole family dynamic this Christmas season. So he speaks clearly to you. You start dreaming. But this holiday, when you're popping out the apple cider and you're eating the cranberry sauce and the turkey, if you do that, or whatever it is, your Christmas tradition, and you're sitting around the table and you're looking at everyone's gifts and you're celebrating, know that God has positioned you right there during this Christmas season because you are going to be an agent of change. The Bible says that she walks in, and as soon as she begins to greet her, the Bible says that Elizabeth's baby jumps on the inside of her. Can I tell you that since you have been favored and since God has removed fear and worried from your life and you have found favor in this Christmas season, when you get around your family and your friends in this season, something on the inside of them is going to jump and come alive. This season is a season for your family to be changed. Are you with me? They have a destiny. They have a purpose. It says that the Bible says that Elizabeth was carrying a baby when she could not have one. There are things that's laying dead in your family's life, and you just showing up to the scene is going to cause them to come alive. How many of y'all have some family members that you try to avoid? Anybody? I have those family members. Are we recording this, by the way? Okay. All right. I don't want them to find out that I'm talking about them today. But I have some family members that are needy. They're needy and they are clingy and leechy and they are not advancing. Anybody else? You have any people in family? You have any friends like that where you're running and you're trying to do amazing things and they're still sitting in the same spot? You kind of come around a corner and you're like, hey, Jimmy. And Jimmy's like, hey, man, just like it was yesterday, man. Ain't nothing going good, man. Season's same. This season is the season when you walk in the room and there's something different about you. And Jimmy can sense it. And for the first time in a long time, Jimmy starts to dream again. Jimmy's whole demeanor changes because you walked in the room, because you realize that in this season, God's favored you. You don't have to be afraid about the thing that you're going for anymore. You don't have to be afraid to say, I'm going to go after this. Why? Because you found favor and you're carrying destiny and you believe that God's going to do it for you. So when you walk in the room and those family members who are normally jacked up like, my family, you're going to walk in this time and they're going to say, something's different about you. I'm glad you're here. The Bible says that Mary walks in the room and the baby leaps on the inside of her. We're here at City Place Church and we have determined ourselves to be life-giving. So whenever you walk in, you might be dragging in late on Sunday morning. But we want to speak life into you. Don't worry, I'm just picking. But we want to speak life into you because there's something on the inside of you that God's called you to. So our family's life destiny is going to change. Things that were normally dead will come alive. I loved it, the fact that the Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 36, it said that she was called barren. She had a label of being barren. Hey, there's Elizabeth. You know that she can't have a baby. You know her and her husband been trying for a long time. You and I have carried labels for so long. Our family members carried labels for so long. But in this season, our family's lives are going to change. Destiny's going to come alive. So no longer will you be stuck right here at this employment level or stuck at this financial level or stuck at this health level. No. In this season, you're not going to be called who you used to be. You're going to have a baby and destiny leap on the inside of you. Y'all can talk back to me. I'm working real hard here. This season's totally different than last. This is a season where destiny comes alive. So I have a couple questions for you. What needs to change before this year ends in your life? What needs to change in your family? I know we've only got a few weeks left, but what needs to change before the year ends? What can you identify and say, no, not coming with me next year? What needs to change? I don't want to take all of 2016 into 2017. That's crazy. My wife and I, we just moved from our house. And I'm trying to encourage her to leave everything on the roadside. Y'all ask her. I'm like, we don't need the stuff that was in the attic for the last year and a half. She's like, let's take it over to the new house and we'll sort it then. I'm like, no. The reason for getting a new house is so that we don't have to take the old stuff to the new house. She's like, no. Hey, girl. She was just like the angel. I'm highly favored. The Lord is with me now. I'm still going to tell my story because their destinies need to change. Notice how I worked that into it. So I'm telling her right there in the red shirt over there looking good. I'm trying to tell her, look, we don't need to take this trash bag of clothes that we're going to put in the yard sale. Let's just donate it. Let's take it all over to the house. And we'll sort through it then. You don't want to take the stuff you've been carrying with you into 2017 and then try to sort it out in 2017. I want to sort it out now. I want it to change now. So the question is what? Amen, girl. You didn't know you were preaching this message, did you? What needs to change by the end of this year? But here's the other thing. Things around me needs to change, but what in you needs to change? You and I know where we need to grow, where we need to improve, but sometimes it's hard to identify it and be real about it. Sometimes we got to put our own issue on the bulletin board, take out the darts and go, this year, this is my target. Instead of going, I'm going to tell you what, I need to move from this neighborhood, whatever it may be, neighborhood of lack, neighborhood or whatever. If you and I don't handle our money right, the lack is only going to travel with you until you go, you know what, I need to be more disciplined. So what issues in you need to change this year before the end of the year? Here's the other thing that I love. So, Mary, how you doing, Liz? Oh, girl, let me tell you, you ain't know this, but we pregnant too. What? You mean to tell me God gave you a baby? That who was called barren is now having a baby? Yes. Let me tell you why. Because with God, all things are possible. Can I tell you that this is a season when the impossible becomes possible? It becomes possible in this season. Why? Because he's favored you. He's removing fear. He's removing worry. You found favor. You're carrying destiny. You declared, I'm going to believe you. I believe that you've empowered me so much that when I walk into my family this year, the whole destiny of my family will change. And that seemed impossible. But with God, everything is possible. I was thinking about it. I said, with God, nothing is impossible. And I was like, nothing is impossible. Think about this now. It is impossible for God to produce nothing. It is impossible for God to do nothing. He is always active. He is always moving. It is impossible for God to listen to you and say, I will not respond. It is impossible. Think about this now. It is impossible for God to sit back and just watch you dream, cry out, and feel like you're not moving anywhere, and him say, that's okay with me. The Bible says God is going to do something because nothing is impossible for him. Nothing. He cannot sit still when you're involved. He cannot sit still when he's birthed destiny on the inside of you. He can't sit still when he's favored you and you say, I believe. He cannot sit still when you stumble upon favor and he says, my grace is sufficient on you. He cannot sit back and watch you. 2016 is my 17.
2017 is my 18. He cannot sit back and allow you to accomplish absolutely nothing. He takes no joy in that. He's not glorified in that. So it's impossible for him to do nothing. But on the flip side, the thing that you dream about, where you say, I'm not sure if I can do this. He's like, you can do it because it's possible. Let me prove it to you. Matthew 19 says this. With men, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Give me the definition of all. Everything. What sort of limit is there? If I want to own a small business, is it possible? If I want to be 100% healthy, is it possible? If I want to find my mate, is it possible? So with God, all things are possible. If you put it in your hands, you're limited. Sorry, it seems like you can't do it. Oh, I can't do it. You're absolutely right. But with God, nothing is impossible. He has to produce. He has to produce. With God, all things are possible. Unlimited potential. Mary, I know you haven't had relations yet with Joe. It's possible that I can do such a great destiny in your life, and it changes you and the world. So Mary walks in, and the baby's like, oh, inside of Elizabeth. Oh, my God, this is crazy. You know we weren't having any children. We've been married for a long time. And out of nowhere, we have a baby, and you have a baby. It is possible. So tis the season for your family's life to change and for your destiny to come alive. Because nothing is impossible. Mark chapter 9, verse 23 says, Jesus said unto them, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. No more limitations in this season. No more I can't do. No more God doesn't want me to. If you can believe, all things are possible to the person that believes. So what sort of limitations will we have in 2017? We don't have to take the challenges and the things we prayed for into 2017 with us. All things are possible. You're favored. You want to go after whatever you want to in 2017? Don't fear, Mary. The Lord is with you. The destiny on the inside of you is great. You have stumbled upon the grace that I bring with me that produces provision and promotion and love and favor in your life. Y'all all right? I'm still working it hard and just a little quiet. Here's the season. This is my favorite part. This is my favorite part. Here's the season for your baby to jump. Mary walks in and the Bible says the baby leapt. Not one time when we had David or Noah did we say our baby leapt. Our baby kicked. Baby rolled around, but the baby never leapt. Think about the destiny that you carry so powerful that your baby has enough room to leap inside of you. Not a kick. Oh, baby kicking today. Ooh, a little uncomfortable. No. If I had some Jordans, I wouldn't wear at least 10. But I'm wearing my Magic Johnson Converse. And he couldn't jump. Thank the Lord he was 6'9". I'm like, Magic, why are you making a layup like that, man? You should be able to dunk. No, can't. I'm wearing these cons. Inside of you, the nights when you can't sleep because all you're thinking about is so big, it's because your destiny's like, let's do this. I can't wait to come out. See, your destiny is bouncing around. That's the reason why you can't shake the dream. You can't shake stop praying about healing in your body. You can't shake wanting a job promotion. It's because your baby's like, hey. I already broke that iPhone once. That's how I look. I just shook it off. I was like, the screen already cracked. I ain't replacing it again. No, I'm not. My wife's like, what do you want for Christmas? iPhone 7. already knew it. As a speaker, you got to be focused. Crying children, don't bother me. iPhone fly out, part of the message. So, you are carrying destiny. And destiny's just jumping around. Come on, let me out. Let me do this. That's the reason why every year you feel like there's more. It's because it's like, there is more. Let me out. Come on. Let me out. And you're like, come on, calm down. Calm down. Let me out. I was going to leave it there. I'm not going to use it. How many of y'all would have went for that phone if it was ringing and it was yours? You're like, hold up. I'm in a meeting. How many of y'all talk on the phone in a meeting? Can you not do that? The other 12 people don't want to hear you say, hey, look, I'm in a meeting. When I'm done, I'll call you back. Sorry. Look. Sorry. I still remember my thought. Your destiny's bouncing around. Jumping. Leaping. And it is going, let me out. In this year, and the end of this year, your destiny is going to burn so hard. Do not. There's only one more left. I only got 6 weeks left. Let that baby. If that baby come early, but it's a healthy baby, I got the thing that we wanted. Let your baby jump. Don't limit your dream. Don't limit your prayer. I've been praying and I believe in for so long. We're tired of trying to have kids. We tried. In this season, you're going to walk into an environment. It's going to come alive because you realize God's favored you. You realize that fear has been removed. You found favor. You're carrying destiny. You've already declared you believe. So when you walk into the environment, it's going to be different, family. Y'all not going to be knuckleheads this year with me. Because you're favored. God's got more for you. And I believe he's going to do it. Tears the season to go, hey, my house, we're going to see some impossible things be possible in this year. This is going to be the year. This is going to be the year. This is going to be the year for you, Joanne. I know what she's dreaming about. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. January was your target. Don't slow down. See, you have dreams. I've talked to you, Ryan. You've told me a little bit. I know what some of you are dreaming about. Go for it. I'm hoping this morning that as I'm talking, you're going, I think I can do it. Yeah. Oh, I didn't feel that at all. Oh, the baby jump. That's not a normal kick. Now, this is the year. This is the year where your baby jumps. This is the year where your baby jumps. So, and I'm done. Worship team, y'all can come up, sing This Christmas again. If y'all want to do that, that's fine. But here's the final thing. Tears the season to declare. Tears the season to declare. She says, how is it that the father of our Lord would give me this? Boy, and I love it. Elizabeth looks and she says, blessed are you among women. Blessed are you among women. I declare that you are blessed among women. I love the fact that Mary said, be it unto me according to your will. I love the fact that she was willing to declare that I'm going to allow purpose and destiny to be birthed in my life. Tears a season for you to declare what God's going to do. Tears a season for you to declare what was impossible to be made possible. Tis the season for you to declare the change that you are going to declare for your family, for your life. Tis the season for you to walk out all that God has called you to be. So here's what I want you to do. We're going to put up a declaration, and I want you to just fill in the blank. What needs to change? What needs to change in you? I declare that my whatever will change according to the promise of God. In Psalms 139:23, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. God, tell me, search out for me the things that I need to change, the things that I'm thinking about the most. Find those things out in my heart, because those things need to change." So I declare those things, and now I'm moving on. I acknowledge them. They won't be my main focus, but I'm going to let you know that this needs to change. So here we go. On the count of three, you don't have to yell it out, whatever. You can say it inside, but I'm going to start reading. I want you to just read with me on three. I declare that my whatever will change. I'm going to drop out. You say it. You read along with me. Ready? One, two, three. I declare that my will change according to the promise of God in Psalms 139:23. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. You want to declare the impossibilities that don't exist in Christ. Impossibility does not exist in Christ. Only possibilities. So I declare that it is possible for God to take care of whatever. According to Mark chapter 9, 23, Jesus said, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes." Think about the impossibility. On three, let's read it. One, two, three. I declare that it is possible for God to take care of, according to promise in Mark 9:23, Jesus said to him, "If you believe, all things are possible to him that believes." Declare. You have to declare the things that you want to change. You have to declare the things that seem impossible. And then here's the other thing. You have to declare to somebody else. You can't hold on to your story. You've got to share with somebody else. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 said, "And they overcame him, the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." You have to share your story. Mary shares her story, and the baby jumps on the inside of Liz. Goes crazy. So this holiday season, as you're celebrating Christmas, share what God's done for you along the way.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.